Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. A young friend's money story. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Her name is Corey. She knew the value of a dollar, but she was faced with some tough decisions on how she was going to pay off all of the debt that she incurred over a 2-month period. It was $20,000. She no longer wanted to have this dark cloud hanging over her head. She finally managed to get a job, a great job, for a VIP ticketing company. The money was good, and so she made plans to accomplish some goals. She contacted me to let me know that she had managed to pay off 2 credit cards, she had saved $13,000, and estimated that she was 6 months away from paying off her car loan. Now 29, Corey, living her life on the road, said that she wasn't going to be able to be a homeowner by the age of 30, but she was, in fact, reaching her goals about being diligent about saving money. Corey uses her debit card for all purchases that she would have otherwise made with her credit cards. She says if she can't afford it, she doesn't buy it. Though credit card debt still is part of her life, she says, quote, "The structure I set up several years ago of paying it down religiously has kept my head above water and my heart free from debt stress," end quote. Now, much of the money she once paid toward debt, approximately half her salary, is directed toward retirement and investments. She has a Roth IRA and mutual funds. In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I talk more about what young people can and should do with their money. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.